Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and good morning. Welcome to Jesus on the Scene Prayer and Outreach Deliverance Ministry. It's Reverend Stevens, and I greet you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Truly, God is amazing. We thank God that we will be on now at 9:30 in the morning. Glory to God. Getting into the Word of God and feeding our souls. Hallelujah. And so we welcome you. We welcome you to this morning empowerment of the Word of God. And we give God glory and honor for being so awesome and so extraordinary and so marvelous this morning. Truly, this is the day that He has made. We thank God that we shall and will rejoice and be glad in this day, knowing that there is none like our King of Glory. There is none powerful than Him or mightier than Him. And we thank God that we have this opportunity to worship Him. So we thank God. We welcome everyone by the way of the internet. We welcome those that's on live. And those that have tapped in by the way of the internet, you can call in by calling 213-943-3365. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to go into our song of worship this morning. Thank you, Lord God. And, of course, it's by Hezekiah Walker. Amazing. Amen. Let us just put our minds on the goodness of the Lord, the awesomeness of our Father. He is simply amazing. Hallelujah. And He has great things in store for you. So let us meditate together on His goodness, on His loving kindness, on His extraordinary power. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So we're going to go into this worship song this morning.
God, we stand tonight amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing,
so amazing,
your love for me. It's so amazing,
it's so amazing,
your sacrifice for me,
for every blessing
given to me,
given to me,
for every valley,
you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. We truly thank God. Stand amazed at his power, his awesomeness. Glory to God in the name of Jesus and magnify him on this glorious morning. Well, we're going to go into our corporate prayer on this morning. And then after that, we're going to go into the word of God in Jesus' name, because we know that everything else is coming down but the word. And this is why we have to have the word of God, to be empowered to stand in the evil days and having done all to stand. Well, let us pray. Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this glorious morning. Truly, this is the day that you have made, Father. And Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to bless you in this day, to worship you in this day, to magnify your greatness in this day, God. We thank you, Lord, and magnify you, God, for being our Father, our strong tower, our mighty rock, the God in whom we trust, we can depend on, we can rely on, we can rest in, oh God, and know, God, in the name of Jesus, that your plans for our lives are good and not of evil, but to give us an expected end. God, we are rejoicing this morning because we know that our life is in your hands, and Lord, your plans for our life is good, not of evil, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we are rejoicing this morning, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because we know that you are moving throughout the atmosphere, touching bodies, touching minds, touching hearts, touching souls, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We are rejoicing this morning, God. Hallelujah, God, because this is the day that you have made. And, oh God, we can rejoice and be glad in this day because we are, oh God, under the protection of the Almighty, oh God. We are, oh God, in the presence of our Almighty God, our Father, oh God. We are rejoicing today, God, in the name of Jesus, God, because we have peace, oh God, that surpasses all understanding, that keeps our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus, God. Oh God, we thank you for joy this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for joy this morning, oh God. We thank you, Lord, and magnify you because we know on this day, God, hallelujah, God, that we already have the victory. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, because we know that we have the burden bearer on our side. We have the one that is protection on our side. We have the great I am on the inside of us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you on this day that this is another day for you to display your glory to us, God. I have your way this morning. Move by your miraculous power. We thank you for yokes being destroyed and weights being lifted, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. We are more than conquerors. We are your champions, oh God. Displaying your glory in the earth, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you that our steps are ordered. Our minds are ordered. Our hearts are ordered. Our thoughts are ordered. Thank you, Lord, and magnify you this morning. Morning, God, we magnify you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you, God, and oh God, move in a mighty way, God, even as we go in your word, God, move in a mighty way, God, in the name of Jesus. Throughout this nation, we decree and declare your divine order. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God, that the outcome is that we win. Thank you, Jesus. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. We are winners, we are victorious. We are soldiers in the army of the Lord, conquering. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, that where the soles of our feet tread, you give unto us, God. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name this morning. We magnify you that you're lifting up weights, oh God. Thank you, Lord, in the name. You're giving peace to the troubled mind, to the troubled soul, God, in the name of Jesus, God. You're breathing life throughout the nations this morning. Thank you, Lord, that you get someone out of a tough spot this morning, out of a tough situation.
situation this morning. You're mending a broken heart, binding up the wound, my God, in the name of Jesus, God. You are healer. Cancer's leaving the body this morning. Tumors are leaving, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hearts are regulating. Minds are regulating. God, we thank you this morning in the name of Jesus, God, that the powers of darkness is dispelled. Thank you, Lord, because, oh, God, we can send your word. My God, and you will heal the disease. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. We bind up, oh, God, mental disorder. Oh, God, depression and oppression. Oh, God, we command it to go into dry places, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God, for every demonic foundation being destroyed off the lives of your people. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, you called your people blessed. You call on the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Oh, God, the lender, not the borrower. We thank you in the name of Jesus for this good gospel, this extraordinary gospel, this gospel that changes minds and hearts and brings forth deliverance, oh, God, to troubled souls, oh, God. This wonderful gospel, your word in the name of Jesus, God, that can raise the dead, my God. This gospel that can take somebody off of drugs. This gospel that can get someone out of the bed of affliction and, oh, God, the bed of, oh, God, oppression, oh, God. We thank you for your gospel, God, in the name of Jesus. This is good news to any troubled soul and any troubled mind. And we thank you for this good news this morning. Yes, we are ecstatic and excited because our daddy is the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. You are over all things. And at your name, every demon shall bow and every tongue shall confess that you are Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you this morning. My God, for the change. My God, somebody's crying out for change, crying out for deliverance, crying out, my God, in the name of Jesus, God, calling. I need something to happen in my life. I need something to turn around. Thank you, Jesus, for stepping into that situation this morning, stepping in, my God, into that marriage, stepping into that child, stepping in to that sickness and showing yourself strong and mighty. Step in, God, and show and reveal yourself. My God, you are the great I am. Lord, we thank you. We decree protection, oh God, over minds and hearts. I pray for Sister Sorrell. I pray that you would bless her mind, keep her heart and soul rooted and grounded in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. I pray, oh God, for Catherine Morris. I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, for Bobby, for Chanel, oh God, for Linda, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, for Bishop Neil, Elder Kendall, oh God, Bishop Grady, oh God, Pastor, oh God, Lord God, James Lanier, God, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. I pray for Apostle Reed, God. I pray, oh God, for the people of God, oh God, in the name of Jesus that entered into this line. Oh God, tapped in on this radio station. God, bless them this morning. Keep them, God. Prophetess D, God. Cover her with your blood and your protection, oh God. Move, oh God, in their lives like never before, oh God. We pray for the household of faith, oh God. Keep them, sustain them, oh God. Cover them with your blood, oh God. Keep their families under your blood, oh God. Do something new, oh God, in their life. I decree every need is met. Oh God, open doors that no man can shut and shut doors that no man can open. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, I decree a miraculous turnaround, a miraculous change. Oh God, outpouring of your blessings, your miracle, your signs, and your wonders. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, Lord, we thank you this morning, because we know we can rest in your promises. We can rest in a yes and a amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, it is your goodwill to give your children a kingdom. We thank you for the kingdom this morning. That healing, that deliverance, that breakthrough, that sign, that wonder, oh God, that miracle that you're doing with our name on it. We thank you this morning, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for the Holy Ghost fire this morning. Thank you, Jesus, for doing and for your people. We pray for those in Pakistan. We pray for those, oh God, throughout Africa and, oh God, through over, oh God, the global, oh God, nation, God. Have your way. Have your way, God. Every missionary, we cover them with the blood. We decree them blessed. We decree them protected. We decree them whole. We decree and declare every need to be supplied according to the riches and glory in Christ Jesus, God. Lord, we thank you this morning. Oh, we bless your name. Hallelujah, God, for what you have done. We pray in faith, believing that what we have prayed for, my God, it has happened. Hey, thank you, Jesus. It has come to pass. We walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by what you did, not what you're going to do, but what you did already. You have healed the bodies already. You have regulated the minds already. You have healed the broken hearts already. It's an already done deal, signed, sealed, and delivered. And Lord, we thank you, oh God, for the ability by faith to walk in your finished work. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you're giving your people a hunger and a thirst after righteousness, oh God. Yes, Lord, they're coming in, oh God, in the name of Jesus, supping with the Lord, eating with the Lord, eating your word, eating your mind, eating your revelation, eating your instruction, my God, in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up the fivefold ministry, cover with your blood, instructing, God, and lead and protect and heal, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Have your way, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. I pray for Rodnika this morning, Lucinda this morning. Cover with your blood. Cover in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your divine plan, your divine will, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray even for those behind the prison walls this morning. I cover them with the blood, Josh. Oh God, I lift them up before you. Oh God, I lift up every young man, every young woman. Oh God, every soul behind those prison walls. Oh God, you said, oh God, you take all things and you work it together for the good, for those that love you, that called according to your purpose, oh God. Work it, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Keep their minds, keep their hearts and their souls, oh God. I lift up every officer. I lift up every correction officer. I lift up every judge this morning, lawyer, DA, God. Have your way, God. Keep them with a pure heart, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Judging fairly, oh God. Ruling rightly, oh God. Moving a miraculous and extraordinary way, God, in the name of Jesus. Throughout the court systems, throughout, oh God, the nations, God. Just have your way. We bind corruption. We bind wickedness, we bind destruction, oh God, and we loose your peace, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we thank you. We lift up our communities, oh God. We ask that you will cover those in our communities, oh God. Cover the youth, oh God. Have your way, God, in their hearts, their minds, and soul. God, cover the elderly. Keep them covered, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Be they help. Be they strong tower. Be they mighty rock. Be they deliverer. Be they hiding place. Be they shepherd. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning for what you are doing and how you are moving by your power and your spirit in them and through them, oh, God. Thank you, Lord, that you are a strong tower. My God, you are strong tower. Thank you, Lord, that the righteous can run into your presence and be safe. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that there is safety in the mind of Christ. There is wholeness in the mind of Christ. There is deliverance in the mind of Christ. Thank you, Lord, that's where our peace lay. That's where our deliverance is at. That's where our breakthrough is at, God. I thank you, God, for your people seeking the mind, the revelation of who you are, oh God. Your deity, oh God, your DNA, my God, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that people are craving and seeking and, oh God, chasing behind you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning. Oh God, we're ecstatic and excited about our King of Glory. You are so good to us. And Lord, we thank you for the many blessings and miracles, oh God, that you have bestowed upon us. Thank you for your favor this morning. Thank you that you're going to show us something awesome this day. We thank you, Jesus. We came in expectation, oh God, and we give you all the praises, glory, and honor. It's in Jesus' name we pray, and we count all these things done. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Well, we're going to go into the Word of God on today. And our lesson is on becoming empowered. It says, glory to God, as you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, it is time to become prepared for service in the kingdom of God. You have joined the army of Jesus Christ, who came to defeat the work of Satan. Christ's children must be trained and equipped. This includes becoming familiar with new authority, the weapons and the tactics of spiritual warfare. Luke 11:11. If you then, though evil, know how to give gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? Thank you, Jesus. Luke 24:49. I'm going to send you what my Father had promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. As children,
as a child of the King, we know we have incredible inheritance, part of which is available in this life. At birth, God gives each of us natural gifts such as being an artist, a musician, an athlete, or intelligent ability. However, after we become a believer, God wants to also give us supernatural miracle working gifts. The complete set of 9 supernatural gifts is, in 1 Corinthians 12, the gift of the Holy Spirit are given as God desires to his children for the good of others. All believers need the supernatural gifts operating so they can be more effectively in the service of Jesus Christ's fellow man. When we are born again, we are given authority of a son or a daughter of the King of the Most High. The Bible says all authority is given to Jesus. Matthew 28, verse 18. Jesus himself then said he gave supernatural authority to his followers. Luke chapter 10:19. So they may do the work he did. John 14:11-12. Technically, you already have all the gifts inside of you because the Holy Spirit came into you at that moment of salvation with the Father and the Son. All the gifts are with him. However, these supernatural gifts don't normally manifest in the believer until we ask God to release them into our lives. It is one time experience life salvation given by grace to those who come with a humble, teachable spirit. You can not earn or buy miracles. Acts chapter 8, verse 20. Acts 1:8. Did you receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you? Yes, you do. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth. And so when we receive the Holy Spirit, we receive power. But we have to be in a personal relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We have to seek his knowledge, his wisdom, his understanding, the instructions, the knowledge of his kingdom, of his authority, and how to walk in that obedience of authority, how to, glory to God, walk in the knowledge of that authority, because God's ways are not our ways. So we seek him for the supernatural gifts that we may walk in a manifestation as sons and daughters of God. This takes discipline. This takes us studying God's word to show ourselves approved, a workman needeth not to be ashamed, according to 2 Timothy 2:15. It takes us, glory to God, to walk in the fruits of the Spirit, to walk in the love of God, the peace of God, the joy of God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The word of God says in Mark 16, verse 17 through 18, all these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up serpents with their hands, and they will drink deadly poison. It will not hurt them. They hands on sick people and they will get well. Now, all of these signs will accompany those who believe in the word of God, the work of our personal Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When we believe in his word, signs will follow. The signs are what? We will drive out demons. We will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hand. They will drink deadly poison. It will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on sick people and they will get well. Now, we thank God that snakes here represents demonic forces and principalities and powers and the powers of darkness. We will pray, lay hands, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, and those demonic principalities and forms of darkness and forces of darkness will not be able to hurt us, because why? We are walking in the power and the anointings of the Holy Ghost. And because we are walking in the intelligence of Jesus Christ, he will lead us by his supernatural power to do the work that he has called us to do. You see, we're not leaning to our own understanding and our own intellect or our own viewpoint or what we feel or what we think. No, we are allowing God to invade our minds, hearts, and souls. And so now he's operating through us by the power of the Holy Spirit. He's equipping us. He's instructing us. He is guiding us. He is leading us. He's the captain of the ship, and he's driving us in the direction that he wants us to go as we follow as his children. And he wants us to walk in this empowerment. The benefit of empowerment, passion for God. We must have passion for God. We will, glory to God, in hunger. We will increase in hunger for God in all things. God wants us to move into a deeper level of prayer and worship. We will better understand God's nature, personality, and power by studying his word. So we have to have a passion for God. We will begin to be much more concerned about the things of God, and it will become we become concerned more about winning souls and leading souls to God. We will have God's compassion, we will have God's love, and we will understand that there are hurting people who is wounded that need to have the mind of Christ. Hunger after him and to thirst after him in the name of Jesus, and to keep our minds focused on him. The power of God. You will immediately begin to experience God's supernatural power in your life. Large and small miracles will begin to occur in your life and the lives of those you pray for as you walk in obedience. Always give God the glory for any miracle he worked through your prayers. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We become sensitive to God. You will develop a higher level of discernment. You'll be led by the Holy Spirit and become much more aware of God's divine intervention and demonic activities around you. You will talk to God, and will actually hear him communicate back to you in variety and creative ways. And so God wants us to be empowered, and we become empowered by studying his word, praying to him, seeking him, loving him, desiring him, wanting more of him. Glory to the Lamb of God. This is why he tells us to come, all ye that are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest for your soul. Come unto me, take my yoke upon you, and learn of me. Glory to God in Jesus' name. He says, come to me, depend on me, rely on me. I'm here. Glory to God, I'm here. To show you my glory, to show you my power, to show you my goodness, come, glory to God, and drink of this water, this living water that you will never thirst again. We want to walk in the peace of God and the joy of God and the love of God and the manifestation of God's kingdom. Well, the only way that we can walk in that is by seeking the face of God. Now, when I talk about the face of God, we know no one's seen God and lived, but I'm talking about the face is the knowledge of God, the understanding, the wisdom of God in the name of Jesus. He says, seek my face, seek my wisdom, seek my direction, seek my instruction, seek my wholeness, seek me. And when you seek me with your whole heart, you will find me. You see, God is looking for seekers. He's looking for those that will worship him in spirit and in truth, that really desires to have a desire to see him, a desire to know him, a desire to be intimate with him, a desire, glory to God, to see him move throughout the earth, a desire to really surrender our lives to him. He wants us to surrender all, our whole entire life to him, understanding, glory to God, that there is no one that's greater than him.
We can seek knowledge outside of God, but the knowledge of this world is foolishness to God. And so he tells us to come. Come unto me. Come unto me, amen, and seek me. Get rest for your soul. Get wholeness for your soul and your mind and your heart. Come unto me. You didn't try everything else and it did not work. It did not turn your life around. But when you try me, when you plug into me, you will get the knowledge that you need to fight against the principalities, to fight and to be delivered from the addictions, to be delivered from the oppression and depression, to be delivered from your past, to be delivered from the hurt and the trauma, from the things that you have been through in life. You see, Jesus the Christ is the new life. He is the new, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, being born again, not of the corruptible, but the incorruptible seed. The incorruptible seed is the mind of Christ. He wants to give us a new mind. He does not want us to walk around in a sick mindset any longer. So he says, come and drink. Drink my mind so you can walk and live in the manifestation of my mindset and my presence. You can be in my inhabitation. Glory to the Lamb of God. He says, come. You don't have to walk alone. You don't have to be alone. You don't have to stay in that state. You don't have to stay in that darkness. You don't have to stay in that ignorance of not knowing I'm here. I have given myself to you for you to learn of me, that you can learn who you are. And then you can walk in the empowerment of your destiny and your purpose of who it is that I've created you to be in this world in the name of Jesus. We know that anyone that came encounter with the mindset of Christ did not remain the same. We look at the woman who had the issue of blood. When she heard about this man, Jesus said within herself that I can just but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. Everything that the doctors have told her, everything that she suffered from the physicians, all the different physicians, she suffered many things. She forgot all of that when she heard about the mind of Jesus, when she heard the word about this great and awesome miracle manifestation man of God walked the earth in the name of Jesus, God in body. Glory to the Lamb of God. She pressed her way through her issues. She pressed her way through being killed. She pressed her way through the customs and the law. She pressed her way through her fears and through her doubts. And she pressed her way through her weakness. She pressed her way through everything that would try to hold her back. She pressed her way into her miracle. And when she came encounter with the mind of Christ, she was made whole. I'm here to tell you on this morning, those that's tuned in by the way of the phone line, those that's tuned in by the way of the internet, your miracle is in pressing into the way and the mind of Jesus Christ. There is no other way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. There's no other way to life. There is no other way to wholeness. There is no other way into conquering and defeating demonic principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness and depression and oppression and fears and doubts and trials and issues and circumstances without Jesus. We need Jesus to be more than a conqueror. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, God. And so he gives us this word, these 66 books in the Bible. He says, look, eat me. Learn of me. Learn of my power. Learn of my instructions. Learn of my, glory to God, deliverance. Learn of me. Learn who I am. Learn about my nature, my deity. Learn about me so you can learn about who you are and what you have and what I have invested in you and why I sent my son to restore you back to power, back to authority, back, glory to God, to the right mindset. Let this mind be in us that was also in Christ Jesus. He says, come. This morning, he's telling you to come. You might feel a little weak. You might feel depressed. You might feel down. You might feel heavy laden. You might feel like, glory to God, I need God to change my life. I need a miracle. I need something great and awesome to happen for me. Well, God is saying, in the name of Jesus, come. Open the book. Read the word. Study me so your mind can be healed. I came to heal your mind, body, heart, and soul. I came to restore you back into the kingdom, back into power, back into authority, back into rest, I came to restore you. Are you ready? And if you are ready for change, and you are ready for God in the name of Jesus to make you whole, come to Jesus so he can restore, so he can heal. Glory to God. Come back into your relationship with your first love, spending time with God, meditating on the word of God, staying in the word of God, day and night, meditating. Glory to God that you may be a tree planted by the rivers of living waters. Hallelujah, God. He's telling you to come this morning. You've been down. You've been, glory to God, weighed down. You've been tired. You've been frustrated. You've been irritated. Glory to God. Well, God came to give us his peace and his joy and his love and his healing and his deliverance. But he wants to be in our mind. He wants us to meditate on him day and night. He says, glory to God, if we keep our minds stayed on him, he'll keep us in a perfect peace, a peace that's surpassing all understanding. Do that mean that we won't have trials? We won't have situations? We won't have circumstances? It doesn't mean that, but it means that God will deliver us and he will give us peace in the mix of the trials and the mix of the circumstances as we keep our mind stayed on him, as we are stayed on the word of God. Because just as God has given us his word, there is an enemy that wants you to believe his lies. He comes with words. He comes with discouragement. He comes with giving you depressed thoughts and trying to tell you that you won't ever get out of that. It won't ever turn around, but he's a liar. In the name of Jesus, he's the father of all liars, glory to God. And so God came with the truth of his word. He is the truth. And he says the truth will make you free. But if we don't know the truth, we can't walk in the wholeness of freedom. We can't walk in freedom. We can't walk in, glory to God, the manifestation of God's power. And so he says, come this morning. We're going to go into, glory to God, this, thank you, Jesus. We're going to go into a prayer this morning just for, glory to God, a closer walk with Jesus. He wants us to have a closer walk with him. He wants us to walk with the heavenly mindset. He wants us to walk, glory to God, in wholeness in the name of Jesus. But we must come. We must come to him so we can rest in him. And we can have peace in him, and we can meditate on him, and not the different things that will come, different trials and different situations. No, those things will come, but God wants to be the head of our life, so that way he's speaking to us, and he's directing us, and we're not letting the different trials and the situations in life dictate to us who we are. But we're allowing God to dictate to us and rule and reign in our life. Well, we're going to pray this prayer this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Dear Lord Jesus, we ask you now to equip us with the supernatural gifts of the Holy Spirit listed in 1 Corinthians 12. We yield our will to you 100%. And we ask you now to release into our life all the gifts of your Holy Spirit you desire for us to have to better serve you. We recognize and we renounce any ties to any occult or forced belief system. We renounce any religious oath and curses that we have brought against ourselves in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for your forgiveness of our sins. And for making us a clean vessel of service by the blood of Jesus Christ, by the blood of the Lamb. Jesus, we ask you to now baptize us with the Holy Spirit and with power and fire. Come upon us, Holy Spirit, and fill us to an overflow. We promise to give all the glory for the miracles you work through us to you. We receive this empowerment by faith, and we thank you for the manifestation of the supernatural gifts in our lives as you choose. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God. Your life is about to change in amazing ways, and you will want to write this date in your Bible pray and expect miracles. Read the entire Bible and let the Holy Spirit guide you. One of the first gifts to manifest will be your prayer language. After you pray in your known language with understanding, then ask God to pray through you with his language. As you give God your mind, your heart, and your soul, you will see God do some extraordinary things throughout you, in your life, in your mind, in your heart, and your soul. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord God. During the rest of your life, you will become more like Jesus. This is a process. As you work out your salvation each day, you must choose to obey the Holy Spirit and turn from sin and temptation. Hold on to confess and confess the word of God, as well as confessing your sins. And so we thank the Lord and magnify God for empowerment with the Lord. 9:30 in the morning we are on. Hallelujah, God, being empowered by the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God that you can join us by the way of the internet, or you can call in by calling 213-943-3365. We thank God for your life in the name of Jesus. Glory to the Lamb of God. Our email address is prophetess_stevens@yahoo.com. If you would like to make any offers, comments, glory to God, on our page on Blog Talk Radio. You can follow the link off of Facebook, and you can also follow us on Facebook and follow us on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for the miracles that we know that he has manifested. Even those that tune in and replay these broadcasts, the many that we have on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God that these will be an impact and empower you from the word of God. We give God all the glory and honor for a great manifestation in every aspect of your life. We will be on Monday through Friday, 9:30 in the morning, for impact from the word of God. Only God's word can impact us in the name of Jesus. I'm going to release the lines. I know some may be at work, but those that can speak, the lines will be released. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hey, Pastor.
God bless.
God bless you.
Vivian and Georgie. And you talked about the God wants us to move to another level. That's so important. And you talked about the way, the truth, and the life. And I think about the prayer, the praise, and the proclamation. I enjoyed you.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. I thank God for my pastor, Pastor James L. O'Neill, in the name of Jesus, from Glory to God, New Jerusalem Church, located at 1447 Sariga Avenue. Come out and visit us and be blessed. We thank God for the word of God and give God glory and honor. Well, we thank God. We are about to sign off. And we love everyone. We are on. This is our first day being on at 9:30 in the morning. I am ecstatic and excited about the things that God is doing in the lives of his people. And we give God glory and honor for everyone that's on right now. We know that there are some that at work at this time, but we thank God for you coming in and supporting the line, and even those that's on the way on by the way of the internet. God bless you richly this morning. Amen. Don't forget to leave your comments on our page on Blog Talk Radio. Come on, follow the link from our Facebook page. Follow us on Facebook, Taisha Stevens on Facebook, Reverend Stevens. You can look it up and join us. Follow us.
in the name of Jesus. You definitely will get the word of God. We believe in the word of God in Jesus' name. Well, Father, we thank you. We had such an awesome time this morning. We thank you that, God, for your people that have taken time out to end to end, oh, God, to get your word, to be empowered by your word, to understand, oh, God, that we cannot make it without your word, oh, God. We need your word, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, to have us to function in that supernatural ability that you have called for us to walk in. And, God, we thank you, God, and magnify you today for a special blessing upon your people, God, as we leave this line, but never from your presence. We thank you that you are doing extraordinary and marvelous things. God, you are doing extraordinary and marvelous things, God. We decree and declare new jobs. So, God, even those that's looking for jobs and even those that, oh, God, have business plans and, oh, those that, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that's just looking for a breakthrough, let them meet you, the breakthrough giver, the God of the breakthrough. We thank you, Lord, and magnify you, God. Even those, God, that's walking around and feeling down and feeling sad and feeling like there is no way that they can, oh, God, see, oh, God, the goodness of the Lord. Let them know that you are the goodness and that you come in a mix of situations that don't look good and you cause it to be good. We thank you this morning, Father. We magnify you this morning, Father, for what you are and what you have done and how you are moving in miraculous ways in the lives of your people. Now, Lord, we thank you this morning and we bless your name this morning for what you have and what you are doing. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We decree, oh, God, an outpour of miracles. Oh, God, safety for your people. Breakthrough, oh, God, angels on assignment, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless my pastor. Oh, God, I thank you for his support. I thank you for his family. I thank you for keeping him, God, and him leading him, protecting him, strengthening him, oh, God, being, oh, God, all that they need you to be, oh, God. We thank you for the First Lady, Jennifer, oh, God, the mighty woman of God that travels, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, blessing your people. Keep her under your blood and your protection as well as her sister. As well as, oh, God, their children, oh, God. We call them blessed, oh, God. We thank you for blessing Kenny. We thank you for blessing Robert. We thank you for blessing Sharon, Evangelist Sharon, Pastor Jackson, oh, God. Pastor Granby, oh, God. Bishop, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, Dunn, oh, God. Pastor Kendrick, oh, God. We thank you for Mother Griffin, oh, God. Mother Mabel, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, Ebony, oh, God. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for the body of Christ, God, moving, oh, God, by your power and your spirit, God. Lisa, oh, God. Thank you, God. We thank you for Adam, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, everyone that came across our path, oh, God, that said, pray for me. Pray for my mind. Pray for my heart. Pray for my family. Move in miraculous ways, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let your name be glorified and magnified in the hearts and the minds of your people. Yoke destroyer, demon chaser, mind regulator. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God. Go throughout the crack houses, the dope houses, and save and deliver souls and minds and hearts, oh, God, throughout the corners, the highways and the byways, God, oh, God, throughout the train systems, oh, God, someone needs you on this morning. We decree and declare a visitation, oh, God, a life-changing manifestation. Clear the yokes, oh, God, and the chains of darkness, oh, God. God, stripped off their lives this morning, oh, God. We decree, my God, we thank you. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus, God, you are the yoke destroyer, the chain breaker. My God, raise someone up out of that grave of addiction. Raise them up out of that grave of sickness, God. Raise them up, my God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we thank you, God, for what you're doing today. Raise them up out of that depression and oppression, God. Raise them up, God. Into the newness of life, God, in the name of Jesus. We remind you of your word that no man can come except you. Draw. Somebody need to be drawn today. Somebody need to be drawn out today of darkness, oh, God, into your marvelous light, God. And we thank you that when we lift you up, all men are, God, in the name of Jesus. You said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw men unto me. We're lifting you up this morning. Bless, oh, God, Reverend Jameson. Keep him under your blood and your protection. Cause his body to work in the perfection that you have made it, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Brother Reggie, oh, God. God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for blessing your people. Have your way, Ophelia, oh, God. Bless her with your blood. Bless her with your power. Keep her covered, God, in the name of Jesus. God, Lord, we thank you this morning. Thank you for this air that you have given us, oh, God, this new life. We woke up
today. With the activities of our limbs, with a mind to praise you, a mind to worship you, a mind to magnify you, a mind to give you the glory and honor that's due unto your name. Bless my family, oh God, nationwide, oh God, Reverend Catherine, bless her family, oh God, in the whole, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, and magnify you, that anyone call upon you, they shall be saved, oh God, even those that listen to this broadcast that's not saved, that don't know you as a personal Lord and Savior, save them, deliver them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, be they strong tower, they mighty rock, oh God, show them your glory, show them your power, show them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, their life, who you called them to be, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning for what you are doing by your power. We lift up the nations, cover the nations, move by your power and your spirit, God. We know the outcome is that we win. Thank you, Jesus, that we are winners, champions, more than conquerors, oh God, in Christ Jesus, God. You make us strong. You make us mighty. You make us, oh God, all that you have called us to be, God, in the name of Jesus. We know who we serve, who we carry, oh God, and we thank you, God, and magnify you, God, that you have called us out to be a witness of the good news of your power, the good news of your glory, the good news, oh God, that you saved, the good news that you delivered, the good news that you are burdened, that you are yoke destroyer. We thank you this morning. And Lord, we will not fail to give you all the glory and honor this morning, God, because we know someone was saved, someone was touched, someone was delivered, someone's life is turned around. Oh, Daddy, we thank you for being glorified and magnified and letting the enemy be horrified on this day. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We thank God, and God bless you richly. We love you.
You met me deep in my despair to show me you would never leave me there. You claimed because I was made for so much more. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Oh, heavy with the weight of my mistakes, you carried me and refused to let me sink under the pressure you meant for me to soar. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard all you have planned for me, and nothing can separate me from your love. And so much more, still worth fighting for. Now I'm moving by faith and not by sight towards victory. By the power of your might, you're straightening out my path. Don't think every door, I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. I haven't
nothing can separate me
from your love.
When there's so much more,
eyes haven't seen,
ears haven't heard
all
your plans for me,
and nothing can separate me from your love.
When there's so much more, worth fighting for.
And that's why I'm pressing
words
towards the mark. Cause the calling on my life is worth fighting for. And I'll keep my mind stayed on you, Jesus, because the peace it brings is worth fighting for. And I'll be faithful to my wife and children, cause my family is worth fighting for. No, this world is not mine.